November 3, 1919, taking part in the pains of the state of victim of Jesus. I was concerned about my poor state. The pain of his privation petrifies me, though I remain calm, and all abandoned in my sweet Jesus. Heaven seems to be closed to me. As for the earth, it is a long time that I have not even known it. And since I don't know it, how can I hope for help? So, I do not have even the sweet hope of hoping for help from the people of this poor world. If I did not have sweet hope in my Jesus, in my life, in my all, my only and sole support, I don't know what I would do. Then, seeing that I could not take any more, my always lovable Jesus came, and placing his holy hand on my forehead in order to give me strength, told me, "Poor daughter. Daughter of my heart and of my pains, courage, do not lose heart. Nothing is over for you. On the contrary, when it seems to be over, then it begins. Of all that you are thinking, nothing is true. Rather, your current state is nothing other than one point of the state of victim of my humanity. Oh, how many times my humanity found itself in these painful constraints. It was identified with my divinity. Even more, it was one with it. Yet, my divinity, which held all the power and demanded expiation for the whole human family, made me feel the denial, the oblivion, the rigors, the detachment which the whole human nature deserved. These were the most bitter pains for me, and the more identified I was with the divinity, the more painful it was for me to feel the detachment while being united. To be loved, and to feel forgotten. To be honored, and experience denial. Holy, and see myself covered with all sins. What contrast! What pains! So much so, that a miracle of my omnipotence was needed in order to suffer this. Now, my justice wants the renewal of these pains of my humanity. And who could ever feel them, if not one who is identified with me, honored to the point of being called to live in the heart of my volition, where, from the center of it, she takes all parts of all generations, unites them together, and repairs me, loves me, substitutes for all creatures. And while doing this, she feels the oblivion, the denial, the detachment of the one who forms her very life? These are pains that only your Jesus can calculate. But in certain circumstances they are necessary to me, so much so, that I am forced to hide you more within me so as not to make you feel all the bitterness of the pain. And while I hide you, I repeat what my humanity did and suffered. Therefore, calm yourself. This state will end, to make you pass on to other steps of my humanity. When you feel that you cannot take any more, abandon yourself more in me, and you will feel your Jesus praying, suffering, repairing. And you, follow me. I will be the actor and you the spectator. And when you feel restored, you will take the part of the actor, and I, that of spectator. So, we will alternate with each other.